The team Vitiate assigned to search out Dromund Kaas had operated in total secrecy, sequestered day and night in a research lab as they studied the ancient star maps and astrogation charts. Fortunately, the leader of the team had been a meticulous record keeper, and every step of the process had been carefully documented, including the moment of triumph when they were finally able to theorize a hyperspace route that would lead them safely back to Dromund Kaas, where the Jedi could never follow. The final entry in the team leader's project log detailed her efforts to prepare her findings so they could be presented to Vitiate in person. Lord Vitiate publicly proclaimed the commencement of his great ritual just 3 days later. Chronologically, there were no records after the proclamation. Nothing from the research team. Nothing from any of the other departments. It was as if every member of Nathema's sprawling government had simultaneously vanished from existence. Even without any official account of what had happened next, however, it wasn't hard for Mitra to put the missing pieces together. The ritual had obviously destroyed Nathema, snuffing out all life on the world. Lord Vitiate had offered his people hope, and instead had brought them a fate worse than death. Utter eradication of life, existence, and even the Force. Mitra was no expert on dark side sorcery, but it was safe to assume Vitiate not only survived the ritual, but emerged more powerful than ever. And with the destruction of everyone on Nathema, including his research team, he alone would have known the location of Dromund Kaas. The plan was both horrifying and brilliant. In addition to becoming more powerful than Mitra could imagine, Vitiate could blame the extinction of his homeworld on the Jedi, further panicking the remaining Sith worlds. Then he could have offered them a glimmer of hope, promising to lead all those who swore loyalty to him to a place where the Jedi would never find them. If Vitiate had been as cunning as Mitra imagined him to be, he wouldn't have led his followers directly to Dromund Kaas. Instead, he would have taken them on a long and trying exodus, during which the Sith would have been forced to turn to him time and again for support and guidance. Their dependence on him growing until he went from leader to hero to savior. By the time they finally reached Dromund Kaas, they would likely have worshipped Vitiate as a god, all-powerful and all-knowing. Fascinating history, to be sure, but Mitra didn't know how it could help her find Revan. Vitiate's grand plan had taken place over 1,000 years earlier. Surely Vitiate himself was long dead, and even if he had led the Sith to Dromund Kaas, there was no guarantee they were still there. There were other possibilities to consider as well. The Sith were an aggressive and warlike species. It was possible that Dromund Kaas was just one of many worlds in the unknown regions that had fallen under their control over the last 1,000 years. It was possible, and even likely, that the red-skinned being who had captured Revan had taken him to an entirely different planet, one she had never even heard of. But at least she had a lead. And no matter how slim the odds of finding her mentor, Mitra wasn't about to give up. She trusted in the Force. Eventually, it would lead her to him. From the census records, it was clear that humans were, or had been, part of the Sith Empire. If Vitiate's followers had settled on Dromund Kaas, she should be able to pass among them by posing as a mercenary, a role she knew well from the years she had spent living as the exile in the Outer Rim. As she punched the hyperspace coordinates from the research team leader's logbook into the nav computer, T3 came over and chirped inquisitively. "We're going to a world called Dromund Kaas," Mitra said, as the Ebon Hawk made the jump to light speed. "If Revan's there, we'll find him."